A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Ayin Zayin, Yevamos 77a, pagination is 153. We'll start on the facing page though, counting up from the wide lines, about five lines at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, although the Pasuk tells us that Ammon and Moab cannot marry into the Jewish people, the Mishnah tells us, Ammoni u'Moavi asurim v'isurim iser olam. Indeed, Ammon and Moab is a forever type of prohibition, even if the person converts and has children, etc. That stigma of Ammon and Moab coming from the parent is going to remain for future generations. Aval nikvoseya mutaros miyat. But a female convert from Ammon and Moab is permitted right away. You don't even have to wait generations. Immediately upon her conversion, she is permitted. This ruling that the women of Ammon and Moab are permitted for regular marriage was critical in the story of Rus and in her descendant, David, and his lineage. The Gemara tells us over here, towards the bottom of the page, that when David set forth in his career to fight with Goliath, so Shaul, who was then the king, placed upon him royal armor, and it fit. The Gemara quotes from the Pasuk about 12 lines from the bottom. Vayuba Shaul es David Madov Kimidoso. And Shaul clothed David in his armor, and it fit. Even though Shaul was Shechma Umayla Gavoa Mikola Om, even though he was head and shoulders above everybody else. But suddenly, when it came to David, the garments fit. And therefore Shaul asked, it appears to me that this young man is destined for tremendous greatness. He knew that David was from the tribe of Yehuda, and he wanted to know, is he from Zerach or from Peretz, the two children of Yehuda? If he's from Zerach, so then he'll just be great. But if he's from Peretz, then we anticipate royalty that he'll actually become a king. Omale Doeg Ha'Adomi said to him, Ata mashal alavim haganu lamalchus, if you're wondering if he's going to become king, Sha'ala lovim roi lava bakol. Better yet, you should ask whether his lineage is kosher enough for him to marry into the Jewish people at all. My timer, what's the problem? Deka'asi mirus hamoavia, because he comes from Rus. Amale Avner. Avner said, Tinyana, we know the ruling, Amoni velo Amonis, Moavi velo Moavis. A Moavi male is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael even when after he's converted, but a female is permitted, and therefore Rus didn't taint the lineage of Boaz at all, and when she married him, she became what we know as Ima Shel Malchus, the matriarch of royalty, which of course wasn't known at this moment, but that's what would happen. Elamayata Doeg objected and said, Mamzer velo mamzeres, I could make the same diuk, the same inference, by all other prohibited relationships, and say it's only, since it's written in the masculine, it only refers to the male. And the Gemara answers, which was Avner's response, the beginning of the line, Shaini hocha, it's different over here, the mefarish taimo dikra. Because the Pasuk in Kiseitse says the reason that Ammon and Moab can't marry into the Jewish people, because you didn't greet the Jewish people with bread and water. darko shalish lekadem, velo darko shalisha lekadem. It's the way of men to greet people outside the home, to go out and greet them. It's not the way of a woman to go out and greet. And the Gemara right now thinks that this is a tznius issue of men to men, women to women. And therefore, the objection from Doeg HaAdomi was, Hayolohem lekadem anoshem lekras anoshem v'noshem lekras noshem. Maybe the women should have gone to greet the women. Ishtik and Avner had no response to know why is it that we're so sure that the females of Moab are permitted, and therefore Rus was allowed to marry Boaz, and David the descendant is a good kosher Jew. Miyad vayomer amelech, so the king Shaul said, Sha'al ata ben mize ho'elem, go check into this and find out what the status of this young man is. Omar Lei, because he was saying, Halacha nis'alma mimcha, apparently the halacha is hidden from you, Se'ei u'sha'al beveis medrash, go and ask in the yeshiva, in the study hall. Sha'al, so they went and asked the shayla, Omru Lei, and they said, it's known, this is the Torah Sheba'al Peh, this is our tradition, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, that a female from Moav is allowed to marry in. And now on to today's daf, Yevamos Ayin Zayin. Ikshile Doeg kol hanikush yaisa. So Doeg asked all of his questions. He wants to know, if you're going to make an inference, male and not female, then what about a mamzer, for example? Ishtiku, they were quiet. They didn't know how to answer Doeg. They knew that this is the ruling, but they couldn't answer him up. Bo'ilach ruzei alei. They were ready to make a declaration that David is not kosher in terms of his lineage. Miyad, what happened in this drama is, Va'amosa ben Ishu Shmo Yisra Yisraeli, there was a specific man in the Jewish people who's called Yisra HaYisraeli, but is also recorded as Yeser HaYishmaeli. Omar Rava, Rava explains, Malamet Shechagar Charbo Ki Yishmael, that this Jewish person was a scholar, but he girded his sword like Yishmael. Va'omar, and he said, Kol mi she'ena shame'a lochazu, if you continue with your dissent about this tradition, Yidaka Becherev, I'm going to stab you with the sword, I'm going to kill you. And that's how he put an end to this dissent, because he maintained that this was totally against our tradition, and that the troubling that Doeg HaAdomi was making was against halacha. He said, Kach mekublani mibeis dino shel Shmuel, haramasi, this is our tradition from the Bezdin, the court of Shmuel, the prophet. Amoni velo amonis, moavi velo moavis. We're talking about male only when it comes to Amon and Moav, and that's the tradition that Shmuel had, and I'm going to enforce it. Asks the Gemara, mi mehemen, is a person trusted? If you said the halacha first and then the case came to the court, so then we listen to you because you said the ruling first. But if you suddenly wake up, you're the lone committed person to rule after the case already came to the court, so then we need further verification in order to trust you. And it seems here that this Yisra was forcing the law through the system. And the Gemara answers, Shaini Hacha, it's different over here, Da Shmuel Beis Dino Kayom, because Shmuel and his court are still alive, and it could be verified. And therefore, he took this dramatic stand simply to enforce what could be verified as the Jewish tradition, going back all the way till Moshe. Asks the Gemara, bottom line, Mikol Mokom Kasha. Doeg Ha'adomi had a good question. How do you know the inference? If you look at the psukim, what does it mean, because they didn't greet you with bread and water, and that comes to exclude the prohibition regarding the female? How do you see that in the pasuk? Hocha tirgumu, so some learned kol kavuda bas melech penima, because the honor of the princess is inside the house. In other words, not only can't she go out and greet the men, but she can't even go out and greet the women. According to the pasuk, the requirement, her staying home and letting the husband bring the guests is acceptable behavior, and it's not held against the female of Ammon and Moab. And so when the mitzvah was given, it was given regarding the men and not regarding the women. The Gemara tells us further, about a quarter of the way down at the end of a line, Darash Rava. Rava said, "My dechsiv." This is actually a pasuk stated by David in appreciation for this law, because he realized the ramifications that it had on him. Pitachta lemoseiroi. Hashem opened up what would otherwise have been restraining straps. Omar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said to Hashem, Ribono Shelo, the Master of the Universe, Shnei Mosoros Shehayu Alai. There were two straps, restrictive constraints, that could have limited my potential. Pitachtom, and you opened them up. And he was referring to Rus HaMoaviyah, Rus, who came from Moab, and because the females from Moab are permitted, therefore David's lineage was good. V'Na'ama Ho'amonis, and a woman by the name of Na'ama from the nation of Ammon, who again is only permitted because by Moab and Ammon, it's the men that are prohibited and not the women. And therefore Na'ama was permitted. Shlomo, the son of David, married Na'ama, and she is the mother of Rechavam, from whom Mashiach will come. And David expressed his appreciation, as it affected him uniquely, that he and his lineage, his descendants, are permitted specifically because of this law, that Hashem, instead of making a sweeping prohibition on Ammon and Moab, prohibited only the men and not the women. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.